Bet on Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. Pat the Designer back at it again. A lot to see from training camp today. I got to talk about, you know, what we saw, of course, from Caleb Williams and this first team offense, what the defense is looking like, some key veterans that we're getting back on the defensive side, and a feeling, just a feeling, but a feeling that you get when you watch Caleb Williams. We'll talk about all that more on today's episode of the Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Appreciate every single one of you guys who takes the time out, especially at training camp, but takes the time out of your day to watch, to support, to tune in with all the content that we have here over on ESPN Chicago, but also the people who are out at training camp. I mean, we saw some great people out there. Braggs always saying what's up to Braggs out there. Shout out to Swifty Sports Talk. Saw him out there as well. Good to see him. Got a couple of pictures in with him. Saw a bunch of fans who came up to me, just wanted to chop it up, tell me that they enjoy the content. Man, I love that stuff. I love seeing you guys out there. I love when you guys come up and talk to me, right? It's helping me to get adjusted to people knowing who the heck I am and not jump when people just yell my name out from across a field. You know what I mean? Like, you grew up in some spots where you just hear your name screamed out and you want to move on. You know what I mean? But no, man, I appreciate seeing you guys out there. And listen, as much as I appreciate seeing you, as much as you guys enjoy seeing me, I think we all can agree that we all enjoy seeing starting defensive players back out on the field who have been out for quite some time. You remember Kyler Gordon was out. He had injured himself with a little bit of something that ended up happening during training. Montez Sweat on a similar track there. Tyreek Stevenson went out a little bit before that first preseason game. And, of course, you know, we saw Jaquan Brisker out there as well, but he was not in pads. The first three, Kyler Gordon, Reek, and Montez, were all in pads. On top of that, and I know this is like a daily update at this point, Nate Davis also showing up in pads. So good to see, you know, have guys who are supposed to be the starters, who are the best players on your team, back out on the field. And you saw them all be full participants, minus Jaquan Brisker. I thought that there was some really, he was kind of doing some one-on-one ramp up. But to me, this is important. To me, this is major. To me, this is big, because that means that you're placing a value on this week. When you look at how some of these guys have been out, how long some of these guys have been out, how up and down some of these guys have been, you started to look at the joint practice and go, well, who's really, I mean, it's good for Caleb. I'm glad to have Caleb out there. It's good for Rome, good for these guys that to go through it and kind of build that cohesive unit together. But, you know, what is this going to look like if I don't have my starting defense out there, if I don't have pretty much my starting DBs on the field? What is it going to look like in this joint practice? Are you still going to be able to get a good evaluation of what your team is? I like that a value is being placed on this team. I like that a value is being placed on this joint practice, because we always hear, oh, you get more out of this than you get out of anything else. There's going to be this. You're going to make these things work. And this is, if you lock in here, right, then the preseason game isn't important. That's how Matt Eberflus addressed it. He never says that, but that's really how he's addressed it in his time here. But then if you don't have guys out there, and I get it, if guys are too hurt to go, it's a different situation. You're not forcing guys to go. You don't want to force guys to be out there. But it feels like there was a value put on this, because all these guys kind of come back around the same time. Not to say there wasn't a value put on the Bills game, but if you can get back by this date, this is when we want you back. And all of a sudden you see them not only ramping up, but also starting to get some good work in while they're right the day before the joint practice is supposed to take place. I'm excited to see that. Hopefully we see all of them out there tomorrow, because this is going to be huge. This is going to be huge for Caleb Williams getting some good reps. Is going to be huge for some development things, seeing a different defense that's out there scheming against you. And for this offensive line, right, can you do it yet again versus a different team? I think that this is huge for the question mark of if you have the defense, or is the defense playing so well that it's making the offense struggle, or is the offense struggling because the offense isn't as good as we think it is, and that's making the defense look so good? There's another opportunity to get the answer to that. I feel much better about that question right now, because I believe right now you know, what you saw in the Bills game was an offense that looked prepared. It was an offense that looked ready to get after it. It was an offensive line that I thought looked much more prepared than what we've seen in training camp. I talked with Braxton Jones yesterday when we were in the press conference, and I asked him about that, you know, that very situation of, okay, if you're not out there, or if you're going out there against your starting defense, right, are you struggling because they're better than what you saw versus the Bills? Because versus the Bills, it looked perfect. And he basically said, you know, that there's a game plan that's going in, there's a scheme that's going in, things are different. There's a blocking scheme that's happening versus the Buffalo Bills, right? And it's all in place. Not to say those things aren't happening in practice, but you're literally scheming for what they're doing, so it makes it a little bit easier. I want to see that again. Because while maybe not in the joint practice every time, but there is going to be a scrimmage where, listen, we're going to want to see what these guys do. We're going to scheme some things up. We're going to show them some looks that they want to learn how to attack, and we're going to go after them. We're going to attack them. We're not going to hit the quarterback, but there is that want to prove that you were the team that won joint practice, especially when you know that the Bengals are probably going to come in the door absolutely looking to, whenever you're the away anything, you're absolutely looking to win the day. And to win the day on someone else's practice field has to be a special feeling. I'm just glad that we're placing a value on this. I'm excited by the fact that we're placing a value on this, because it means that there should be something to gain out of joint practice tomorrow. Now, with all that being said, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if this is going to work out in the Chicago Bears' favor as far as this practice goes, because I don't know how much you're going to get to see. And what I mean by that is, unless they have them practice outdoors because there's no rain, I don't know how you're fitting two teams into the Walter Payton Center. So I don't know how much work you're going to be able to get in if you're the Bears. I don't know how much of the ones versus the ones you're going to be able to get in if you're the Bears. I don't know how this is going to go. I don't really care how it works out for the Bengals, right? It's a joint practice. It's for everyone. I don't care what happens with the Bengals. But what I do care about is how this works out for the Chicago Bears. And I don't know how the Walter Payton Center is, it's one field. The Bears have trouble when they have their 50 or their 90, when they have their 90 guys in there to fit it in. You're telling me you're going to fit 180 people in the Walter Payton Center and be able to get good work? This is going to be very interesting to see how this works tomorrow. I am packing an umbrella, because I think there may be a situation where if there is no lightning, you're practicing outside. You need to learn how to practice in the rain, how to play in the rain. I think they may take advantage of this. So I am preparing mentally to possibly get a little bit wet tomorrow if that is the case. And I'm willing to do that for you guys, because that's why it makes the Chicago Bears podcast great. That's why it makes you. Yeah. You, the language doesn't do it. How I speak doesn't do it. It's me being out in the rain, getting wet and watching football. We're going to keep this thing moving along, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave the 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Another takeaway from practice today that I thought was really good, before we get into the Caleb Williams conversation, because I think that is going to be a much lengthier conversation based on the feeling that I'm getting when watching Caleb Williams. But I want to touch on the Austin Booker conversation. He said today that he feels very confident. He feels like he can get to the quarterback at any time. He feels like he has every move in his bag right now, and he's that confident in his skill set. Question on the table is, could he push for a possible starting job on this team? And I think that that is available to him, because you have to ask the question, does Ryan Poles want to go out and spend draft capital to bring somebody in? They're probably pretty good, but you're spending the draft capital. I think that he would rather go with the young guys that are on this team. I think that he would rather go with the opportunity that these young guys have, and they're taking advantage of it on a consistent basis. You see a Daniel Hardy. You see an Austin Booker, right? You've already got DeMarcus Walker in there who can play the run a little bit better than Austin Booker can right now. But can you throw him out there as a situational pass rusher? Can you throw him out there as a guy who, yeah, he's young, 240 pounds, 6'6". Maybe you don't feel like He's the prototypical build for that position right now, but you let him learn the position while he's out there. I think that opportunity is available to Austin Booker, and this next game is going to be major in seeing that. Now, we saw some really good things out of him in moments versus the ones in that Buffalo game. Versus the twos and threes is really where he got his most dominant plays in, which is really where the 2.5 sacks come. But guess what? You're going to play twos and at some point threes during the season. I don't think that it is out of the realm of possibility to say that Austin Booker can't find his way onto the field, especially with a guy like Jake Martin, who's just getting himself back out there and trying to work himself back into things. Could Austin Booker take his spot? Absolutely. And then when it comes to DeMarcus Walker, listen, I love D-Walk. I think that D-Walk is a very vocal leader. I think he's somebody that when you talk about the vocal, when you talk about a guy who you want to be at the forefront, that's the kind of guy that you want on your side. And I think that he's always a guy that is willing to go out there and give you 110% of it. The question is that 110% good enough? And I think that goes back to what we saw in the Bills game. Now, in that Bills game, right, very different situation. No Montez Sweat. I think that Montez Sweat not being out there changes things drastically. But we were still able to see some good things from Dominique Robinson. We were still able to see some good things from Austin Booker. I almost said Marty Booker. That's a throwback right there. Some good things from Austin Booker. We were able to see these guys find a way to make an impact. And not to say that DeMarcus Walker doesn't. It's just very... At times, it goes very quiet. And so I think that if there was somebody on this roster who could dispel the quiet moments, who could be somebody who's consistently forcing quarterbacks to look over their shoulder, I just don't think D-Walk is that guy. I think D-Walk is the other guy. D-Walk is the 7-sack guy. D-Walk is the guy that if Montez Sweat is on one side and I'm worried about Montez Sweat, if I don't pay attention to D-Walk, D-Walk could take my head clean off. I think that he is that guy, and that's okay to be that guy. You need that guy. But can Austin Booker be a little bit more than that? I know it's only in the Buffalo Bills game. I know that there's not, right, this immense amount of tape on him or a view that of him versus the ones just consistently killing guys. But I think my thing with all of this is with every opportunity this young man has been given, he has been able to get his name noticed. He's been able to get his name into the coach's mouths. He's been able to get his name into our mouths to where we're constantly talking about Austin Booker being a name that could be something more. I saw Dove Kleiman the other day. He said Austin Booker may be the steal of this draft. And I was high on Austin Booker coming into the draft. He was somebody I wanted the Bears to draft. I think I said 4th round. We end up getting him in the 5th round. He fell. I love that. And I'm very excited to see what he's going to be able to do. Less than 500 snaps in college, and he's still able to take advantage. Not a ton of snaps here with the ones, but when he is with the ones, you see him. You know his name. You know what he can do. I think that's a young man that could push you for a starting position. Now, does he win it? That's up to him. That's yet to be seen. I'm not sitting here telling you that it's a guarantee that he's going to win the starting pass rusher job opposite Montez Sweat. But what I am saying is, could I see him being that guy? Is his confidence in his game warranted? Yes. And I think that, you know, the thing for me, and I was talking about this either this morning on the morning breeze or yesterday on the Windy City Breeze in the afternoon. Maybe it was yesterday. I think it was because we were talking about pass rushers. When you have a young man who only knows, if I don't get this done, I'm not here. If I don't get to the quarterback, I'm not on the field. If I don't make some kind of impact, my job could be given to somebody else. When you're coming up through that, especially in his college years, it creates a different kind of mindset. It creates a different mentality. To me, it creates an attack mentality that everybody does not display. And I think that that's something that the Chicago Bears can take advantage of. Yes, are you going to have to add a little bit more weight to him? Sure. Is he going to have to add like 10 pounds? For sure. I'm not worried about that. But everybody always talks about, oh, he's too light to play the position. He's too skinny to play the position. He doesn't do this well enough to play the position. He's not able to set the run blocking edge. You know what? How many guys have we said that about and we were dead wrong? Remember Aaron Donald was too small to play nose tackle? Or to play 3-tech, I should say. Remember he was too small to be an interior lineman? Remember that? He's arguably the greatest of all time. But y'all remember that? I remember that. I remember people telling me that Aaron Donald would never make it in the NFL. And I was dying for the Bears to get him. We were one pick away. But I remember those moments. I remember how many players we have said, he's too small, he's too slow, he's too skinny, he's too this, he's too that. And they find a way, because of the mentality of those players, to make an impact consistently on the field in a great way. So I say give Austin Booker the chance. Send him out there versus the ones. D-Walk's a guy that can play inside and outside. I don't think that you're losing anything by doing that. Send him out there versus the ones in a preseason game so that you can see what he has in consistent rest versus the ones. Now, the tough part is you're not going to get that this week. But in joint practice, you can. In the preseason game, you won't be able to get that because we've already heard that the Bengals will not be playing their ones. And I think that that should have absolutely nothing to do with what the Chicago Bears do. But, you know, the competition would be different. Austin Booker will basically be going up against twos again. So in this joint practice, get him some run with the ones. Get him a ton of run with the ones. Let him show you what he can and or can't do. Now, maybe you still take it with a grain of salt because of the Bengals offensive line situations that they've had in the past. I understand that. But at a minimum, you can say, we got him some run with the ones. He was able to get back there. That guy's a starting level left tackle, and he found his way past him. That's what I want to see. Let me know what you guys want to see in the comments below. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. As always, hit that like button, subscribe to the page. Leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Let's finish it off with this, man. Because I got a feeling. It's just a feeling, but I've got a feeling. And I feel like it's okay to say this. I'm not saying that in the long run, I will be right or wrong right now. But I'm telling you the feeling that I'm getting. When I am watching Caleb Williams, and everything for me with Caleb Williams this season comes down to one question. Was it the right move to move on from Justin Fields? Do you feel like the decision to move on from Fields by Ryan Poles was the right one? Everything for me this season comes down to that. Because you moved on from a young quarterback to bring in another young quarterback to start things over, to rebuild. I think you have a better team. I said the entire time, I would have run Justin Fields out there with this team. You're trying to figure out a contract, but you know, you're not as cap flexible, blah, blah, blah. We know we're not going to rehash the whole Civil War of the offseason. But do you feel like the right move or the smart move was made by Ryan Poles? We are now 4 weeks into camp. We are one preseason game in with Caleb Williams. And the feeling that I get when I watch him play quarterback, and this is coming from a Fields guy, is Justin doesn't do that. The feeling that I get when I watch him throw anticipatory throws, the feeling that I get when I watch him lead his receiver into the back of the end zone, the feeling that I get when I watch his pocket presence and his feel of the pocket is different than anything that I've ever seen in a Bears uniform. And if I had to tally one way or the other, right? If I had to tally it one way or the other, I would say you put it into categories, pocket presence, arm talent, or should I say arm strength, accuracy, athleticism. Those are the four main things. And you know what? I'll throw a fifth, IQ. Those are the five main things that you want to see from your quarterback. When I watch Caleb in practice, outside of athleticism, and he's still a pretty athletic QB. outside of athleticism, I give athleticism to Justin Fields. Everything else that I've seen seems like it is ahead of year three Justin Fields with Caleb Williams right now. Now, that is just the feeling that I get right now. Doesn't mean that's going to happen when you get to the regular season. Doesn't mean that's going to happen when you get into, right, divisional games at the end of the year. But right now, watching him and how he has gone about mastering this offense, going about learning this offense, and I know what all the people who are Justin Fields fans are going to say, and I'm still a Justin Fields fan. Well, Justin Fields wasn't given this opportunity. He didn't have this level of wide receivers. He didn't, and that probably does contribute to it some as well. It's a lot easier to learn a system when I know I'm throwing it to Keenan Allen. Right? That does attribute to it some as well. But I'm talking about the mindset of set, hut, boom, 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 throw. I said this the entire season last year, and I said it was one thing Justin would have to learn to get away from. Justin's reads go one to me. He'll look at his first read, he'll peek over at his second read, and he's going to use his legs to get out of the pocket. Now, is it because there was problems with the pocket? Yeah. Are there going to be problems with the pocket this year? Probably at some point. But even Caleb's navigation of the pocket, he keeps doing this thing. I'm telling you, when the pocket breaks down, put the ball out so that the ball is away. Y'all saw that in that Buffalo game? When that first play happens, he puts the ball out ahead of him so that he's getting the ball away from where the defenders are. He's not tucking the ball into his body so that he's still in a position to where if he needs to, he can put the arm out, see something, and make a throw. The anticipatory throws I've never seen a quarterback in a Bears uniform anticipate where his receiver is going to be and have the ball there ready for it to go. Consistently. And that's what this comes down to. That's what this comes down to. Can you do it more consistent than the guy that we saw before? Right now, Caleb Williams is doing this more consistent than what we saw out of year three Justin Fields with the anticipatory throws. It's not to say Justin can't do them. I think that Justin has all the talent in the world. I do. But if I'm being 100% honest, Caleb Williams, just about every play, is trying to make an anticipatory throw. When I think about IQ to me in this game does not mean you're the smartest guy in the world. It means, can you read a defense and figure out what you need to adjust to on that defense? You know, a lot of people think of football plays like Madden. I'm going to throw it to the guy that's got red on him. Or should I say college football 25? Because I ain't buy Madden. I didn't buy Madden. I may get it whenever it goes on discount. Whenever it becomes cheap, I may get it. Because I like the fact that you can export your player into the pros and keep playing with them if you're doing Road to Glory, but that's neither here nor there. But everybody thinks football is set, hut. I need to look at the hot route, and so that's just the red guy. The hot route may change based on the defense that they come out in. And I watched Caleb Williams, and I watch him in practice look at what the defense is doing, go through his reads, and then make a decision based off of that. Is it always the right decision? No. But you know what he's doing? He's assessing what he's seeing, he's processing the information, and he's making a throw all within 3.5-4 seconds. Now, if he extends the play, that's a different situation. He does at times have to do that because what he's originally seeing isn't there. But we saw how that worked out in the game as well. So IQ, I have to give to Caleb Williams as well. Arm talent, I mean, listen, I think that Justin has all the arm talent in the world, but what we saw with that little, I don't know what the heck that was, that little flip screen pass, I mean, he's doing that in practice constantly. He's got that in his bag. He's got that in his arsenal. All the angles that he does. J-Mac talked about it as well, right? How he came out and he just practiced throwing with different arm angles, and then you see him utilize that in the game. I got to give that to Caleb Williams as well. Arm strength, I may give to Justin because I think Justin has a cannon, and I think that he's an accurate passer when you give him the deep shots. But arm strength with the arm accuracy. That's to me the thing you have to focus in on. And I think that Caleb at all three levels, and you saw this in the Bills game, and we've seen this at different moments in practice. There was a moment today where even the risky passes, get where he wants them to go with power from different angles. Today, his last play in 11 on 11s, this was a 2-minute period. They were going through the 11 on 11 drill. And Caleb was moving the ball okay, but it wasn't great. You know what I'm saying? He was moving the ball solid, but it wasn't great. And then the defense was winning this drill and all of that. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's fine. But when it came down to the final play, Caleb rolls out right. I mean, the defense has everything covered. He's trying to extend this play. And you see Caleb throw it into a dangerous, tight window that to Dante Pettis, who was coming across, he was coming across to the right side as well of the end zone. Dangerous, tight window. But it still hits Dante Pettis in the hands. He wasn't able to bring it down. But the pass was on the money. And you're talking about probably, I'd say, a 35-yard pass there. We've been seeing that a lot. And that's why I keep asking the question, is the defense really good or is the offense struggling? Because we've seen all of a sudden those passes that weren't getting through, we're seeing them get through when the game happens. That's why I'll be very intrigued to see kind of what the Bengals bring in here. That's why I'll be very intrigued to see what happens in this preseason game. If we do see the starters out there again, I think that there is a lot to say when you look at how Caleb Williams is able to consistently go out there and keep those things the same. The athleticism, I give to Justin Fields, but at the end of the day, right, can you be that athletic and do those other things enough for you to win? And I think Ryan Poles said it perfectly when he talked about what the difference hit in his belief was with Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a quarterback you can win with. And I think that was my fear when we were going through the draft process and all of that with Caleb Williams. I'm like, I know I can win with Justin Fields. I just don't know if Justin Fields is going to be right there. I guess I know that I can win with Justin Fields, but you have to put things in place for Justin Fields to succeed. So when he says, I think that Justin Fields is a quarterback you can win with, I agree with that. But when I see now with my own eyes where he said Caleb Williams is a quarterback you win because, I agree with that. Those guys where the windows look done, and then all of a sudden the football gets through a window and you're just like, where the heck did that come from? That makes you feel so incredibly confident in what this kid can accomplish. It makes me feel so incredibly confident in what this kid can accomplish. And I'm excited to see it the entire way. Now, like I said, this is my feeling. This is not me sitting on this pod going, Caleb Williams is leaps and bounds better than Justin Fields right now. This is my feeling on what I'm seeing. This is my feeling on what this young man has been able to do through 4 weeks of training camp. Can you do it in the regular season? That's what it comes down to. And let's not get it twisted, Bears fans. And I can't wait to see some of y'all in the comments because you're going to act like I'm the only one. Don't act like you haven't felt this way before. But then it comes down to the production that you see on the field. But right now, if I look at the decision to move on from Justin Fields, great call, Poles. Great call. This kid looks like the real deal. This kid is consistent. This kid understands the game. And this kid puts his teammates in position for them to be where they're most successful. That's what you want to see. Hey, man, I want to know how you guys feel in the comments below. I'll be down there talking with you as well. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. As always, man, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all let me know your thoughts on especially that last conversation, but anything that you heard today from practice, the starters being back, the excitement in that. I'll be down there talking with you guys as well. As always, man, like I said, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago.